It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The U.S. and Europe prepare their responses to Russia. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. Russia has recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine, and President Vladimir Putin has ordered troops into those regions, and now the U.S. and Europe are coordinating their responses in the form of sanctions. So far, they've been limited, targeting the breakaway regions themselves, but the list of threatened sanctions is growing. The U.K. already has plans to target Russian banks and block Russian sovereign debt issuance. The BBC's international business correspondent Theo Leggett joins us to go through this. Hi, Theo.
Hi there.
So far, the sanctions that have been announced, most of them have been targeting these breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine and not Russia itself. Why is that?
When it comes to sanctions, you have a package of measures that you can impose. And if you do it all at once, then you don't have anything to play with afterwards. So given that what we've seen so far in military terms, at least, is a limited incursion, what the European Union, the UK, the United States really want to do at this stage is to put a shot across the bows of Russia and say, this is not good enough. We're going to impose these sanctions now, but we have many more that we could follow up with, which would be more serious.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said the Nord Stream gas pipeline connecting gas from Russia to Germany cannot go ahead, given the situation. How significant is that? Because, I mean, this also hurts Europe, doesn't it?
It does hurt Europe. It's a very interesting one, and it shows that the potential EU sanctions have teeth. What Nord Stream 2 is it's the second of two pipelines that are designed to bring gas from Russia beneath the Baltic Sea through to Germany. And when it was conceived, it was partly seen as a way of excluding bringing gas through Ukraine, which had caused problems in the past, and getting Germany better access to Russian gas. But it also provides a very powerful political lever for Russia, because once that second pipeline is up and running, it makes Germany more dependent than ever on imports of Russian gas, so that if Germany decides to go hard with other sanctions, Russia could potentially say, we're going to limit your gas supplies. So this is kind of a two-way thing. You know, it's a powerful weapon now, saying that path for Russian gas into Europe could be closed off indefinitely. But it does mean greater headaches for Germany, potentially in the longer term, when it comes to getting the supplies of gas it needs.
You know, sanctions are one thing. What Russia is willing to tolerate is another. And so Finland's president just said Russia seems ready to pay a very high price in terms of sanctions. I mean, do you think these are going to do anything?
Well, that is the big question, because, as you know, there have been sanctions in place against Russia for 8 years now. And, you know, there was the Russian incursion into Crimea, but now we're seeing further Russian incursions into the rebel-held parts of Ukraine. So on the face of it, you could say that those measures have not been as effective as the West would like. So will more sanctions have a bigger effect? That we don't know. What we do know is that Russia has strengthened its position in some ways in terms of its foreign reserves, its gold reserves, all that sort of thing, and clearly sees that it can withstand sanctions for a period. But it simply depends how severe those sanctions are going to be. What we've had in the past were relatively mild measures. They were targeting individuals and companies that were seen as being involved in fomenting unrest in Ukraine. We haven't seen the much wider range of sanctions affecting, from the UK's perspective at least, pretty much any Russian interests. And that's going to be key.
Theo Leggett, the BBC's international business correspondent, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The crisis in Ukraine and the sanctions imposed in response to it threaten to have wider economic spillover effects. And that is what we wanted to talk to Scott Wren about. He's senior global market strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute and joins us. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Sabri.
Amidst this unfolding situation, where do you see the economic fallout coming?
Well, I think the economic fallout, at least immediately, is in Europe. And I think it's going to be higher energy prices, whether it's oil or natural gas, less supply coming from Russia into Europe. So I think that's the immediate impact. But certainly, at least in the nearer term, globally and here in the States, you know, confidence will probably take a further hit. There'll be more uncertainty as to what's going to happen in the global economy if we have the buying power of the Eurozone or the broader EU somewhat depleted. That's not going to help global growth.
Looking beyond this conflict in Russia and Ukraine, where do you see the U.S. economy headed?
Well, for us, we think this employment data is going to continue to improve, that we're going to see the labor force participation rate continue to climb. We're looking for good consumer spending. I think that decelerating inflation is going to be a key factor as we move through the second half of this year. Inflation year over year is higher than what we initially expected, but I think deceleration is key, not only this year against last year, but then when we look out into 23. Decelerating further. So we think that's a high probability. You know, consumer spending should be good when U.S. consumers are employed, which clearly we have a good labor market right now. They like to go out and spend money. So that's what pushes the U.S. economy forward. That's what we expect to push the U.S. economy forward. We'll see some business capital spending, but it's going to be, as it usually is, all about the consumer in the U.S.
Scott Wren, senior global market strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.